In recent months, the church has been severely shaken as a result of the child abuse crisis.
That's the voice of Pope Benedict XVI. He's responding to a rising tide of anger in Europe as new cases of alleged sexual abuse come to light. And he also said yesterday he'll write an open letter to Irish Catholics on Friday to foster what he calls repentance, healing, and renewal. Rachel Donadio is a Rome bureau chief for the New York Times. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
Rachel, you interviewed the man who investigates these kind of cases for the Vatican. He now has hundreds of new cases coming from the Netherlands and Germany and from Ireland. Does he feel that the Catholic Church is equipped to thoroughly investigate all these cases?
Well, let's get a couple things clear. I spoke the other day to Monsignor Charles Scicluna, who is essentially the Vatican's internal prosecutor. He is in charge of an office that examines the hundreds and, in fact, actually 3,000 cases that have come across the desk of the Vatican in the past decade after already having been examined in local dioceses around the world. He does have an office of about 10 people, and what he said is that if the number of cases that reach that stage, which is for kind of final decision by the Vatican on how to proceed with these priests, whether they should leave the priesthood or have some other kind of punishment, if he has about 300 cases a year, he thinks his office can handle it. But if the number of cases is going to rise, which in recent weeks it seems like it certainly has, then perhaps that office isn't big enough. The real issue is more about how these issues of child sex abuse are being confronted in local churches around the world.
And do you feel as though they're being thoroughly investigated locally?
Well, I think that that's a hard question to answer, but let's just say this. In recent weeks and months, there have been vast numbers of cases that have come to light in Pope Benedict XVI's native Germany and also in Ireland, which in the last year there have been released two extremely scathing government reports, one documenting decades of abuse, psychological, sexual, physical, of children in church-run institutions for the poor, and another kind of involving cover-ups of priests involved in child sex abuse. That case in Ireland has become so pronounced that yesterday the top bishop of Ireland, the top official in Ireland, Cardinal Sean Brady, really apologized from the bottom of his heart for what had gone on in that country. There's even some talk that he might resign. In Benedict's native Germany, the issue is even more delicate because one of these abuse cases essentially passed under Benedict, who was then Archbishop of Munich. A priest who was found to have been abusing children was reassigned by Benedict, then Archbishop Ratzinger, to have a kind of therapy done in Munich. And then another bishop underneath Benedict reassigned this priest to do pastoral work. So the question is kind of who knew what when, and it's caused such outrage in Germany that the Justice Minister of Germany has accused the Vatican of perpetuating a wall of silence that makes it difficult for these cases to come forward in civil courts. It's a huge credibility question.
And it's complicated, and that's one of the reasons that the Pope is going to issue this open letter to Irish Catholics tomorrow. Rachel Donadio is the Rome Bureau Chief for the New York Times. We turn now to David Clossy, National Director for SNAP. That's the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
There's a connection here between what's going on in Ireland and what's going on in the United States. And one of the places in which these paths sort of cross is a case that your organization has worked on in South Bend, Indiana, that kind of demonstrates the ties between Europe and the U.S. and kind of also demonstrates the multinational nature of the Catholic Church. Can you explain the case of Francis Markey, who was suspended from the priesthood in Ireland because of allegations that he twice raped a boy?
Yes, he was suspended in Ireland and somewhat mysteriously showed up living in Indiana, working in Michigan. There's been no clarity from the three bishops involved, Michigan, Ireland, and Indiana, about who sent him there and why. And he was only suspended recently and arrested and charged because of the alleged crimes in Ireland. And what it shows is simply that very little has changed. Maybe instead of sending predator priests from one corner of a diocese to another, bishops are now sending them further afield. And the wall of secrecy that the German justice minister mentioned, sadly, is not unique to Germany. It's, in fact, characteristic of the church's handling, even today, of these terrible, terrible crimes and cover-ups literally across the globe.
So the Irish government is trying to extradite Francis Markey, and he is fighting that. And it calls to mind the fact that the Catholic Church is a multinational organization. What kind of restrictions do we have? Maybe are there restrictions and oversight that would be similar to what we would have for a multinational corporation?
There's absolutely none. It is a global monarchy, a rigid, ancient, secretive, all-male monarchy, accountable to absolutely no one. And that's why, Celeste, the crucial reforms that must happen to protect kids have to come from the secular sphere. I mean, we in America are proud of our form of government. We know that this system of checks and balances is really effective. It reduces the abuse of power. But there's nothing, absolutely nothing in the church structure or history or practice that stops a local bishop from doing almost anything he wants to outside of doctrine. If a local bishop preaches in favor of married priests, of course, Rome comes down on him like a ton of bricks. But when it comes to anything else, including, sadly, the safety of kids, every bishop is a lord of his own kingdom, answerable to no one. And that's why we continue to see the kinds of cover-ups that are surfacing in Europe. We continue to see that very same destructive behavior happen today. It's crucial that people understand that, you know, these are not crimes and cover-ups of the past.
It's going on today. David Clossy is the national director of SNAP, the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests. That open letter from the Pope to the Irish is going to be released on Saturday.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.